We play the songs you like to hear. We work out just like Lowe's. We love our Oneonta, to lots of friends and no foes. Oh, tune in to WOMY. Oh, tune in to WOMY.
Merry Christmas, Suni Oneonta. Love, WONY.
The Student Association and the BART team want to remind you, just because you have the right doesn't mean it's right. Yik Yak allows you to post anonymously, but that doesn't give you permission to spread hate or harmful content.
If you come across hateful posts on Yik Yak, here's what you can do. Number one, report the content. Tap the three dots on the top right of the post, select report content, and choose why the post violates Yik Yak community guidelines. Number two, downvote the post. If a post receives 5 downvotes, it will be permanently deleted.
Remember, bias incidents or harmful messages can be reported directly to BART, even if they come from online. Let's use Yik Yak to spread positivity and acknowledge the great things happening in our community. Events, locations, interactions, and more.
This has been a message from the Student Association and the Bias Act Response.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 17th, join SUNY Oneonta's Health and Wellness Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center. This will be happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the Hunt Union Reception. On Monday at 6 p.m., join the Office of Global Education for an International Music Mingle. This will be happening in Hunt Union Waterfront Room. Lastly, on Monday, join the Activities Council for Seasonal Arts and Crafts for Thanksgiving. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 in the International Lounge of Hunt Union. On Tuesday, join the SUNY Oneonta Badminton Club for their Badminton Doubles Tournament. This will be happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Also happening on Tuesday, join for some line dance lessons happening from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Hulbert Event Center. On Tuesday, be sure to join SUNY Oneonta's Global Education Office for their Global Thanksgiving Celebration. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Great Room. As always, Tuesday is Trivia Tuesday, so join Activities Council for Trivia in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Jewelry Making Club for our meeting. Come and bead with us. This will be happening from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Hunt Union Butternut Valley Room. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, join the SUNY Oneonta Counseling Health and Wellness Center for the Great American Smokeout. This will be happening in Chase Gym from 2 to 5 p.m. Also on Thursday, join the Anthropology Club for Real Talk, The Truth of Thanksgiving, happening from 6 to 7 p.m. in Physical Science 246. From 6 to 7 p.m., there will be a multicultural variety show. This will be happening in the ballroom. On Thursday, be sure to check out Music Industry Club's show of The Backfires and Wolf. This will be happening in Lee Hall, The Great Room, from 6 to 9 p.m. Come see these awesome bands perform. On Friday, support the SUNY Oneonta's women's basketball team as they play Eastern Connecticut, happening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in DeWar Arena. On Saturday, Club Odyssey is hosting Hot Cocoa and Jackbox. This will be happening from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Club Odyssey studio on Main Street. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
Hey there, you, hey there. Guys, welcome back to the sixth installment of Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie B. I'm your host, DJ Maddie B, and you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. So, guys, just to recap, if you don't know the thesis, the central idea of Medley's Mixes and Maddie B with host Maddie B, we're kind of diving into the enigma of music that I listen to. It's actually a call to the name of my, like, mega playlist. I share my thing with my family, so I have to, like, put all my songs in my own playlist. So it's called The Enigma of Music, and that has been that for years. And so I'm just like, why do I listen to such a crazy variety? Obviously, it's all my influence, probably some sociology, some psychology there to it, maybe some musicology if you're getting crazy with it. But, you know, first episode, I kind of showed you guys what I listened to, kind of dove into some of the genres. We've done our K-pop episode, show tunes. We had a sidebar for Lily's birthday, the Lily playlist. Then last week, we did my dad rock playlist. And guys, this week, we're entering the Maddie B Hall of Fame, like Maddie B's like greatest hits, greatest artists. You know the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but have you ever heard of the Maddie B Hall of Fame? Yes, guys. Today, we're listening to all of my favorite artists. The songs I chose for my favorite artists here, they're not necessarily their biggest song or even necessarily like my favorite song, because some of those I've already played on previous episodes and I want to make sure I get you all the new music, all the new hits. My mom actually just she just texted me and said that she has used that playlist before, and you know what, no need to confess, no need to worry about that. I'm glad you're using it. It needs to get more use. People need to tap into the enigma of music. So yes, I'll be tapping into some of my favorite artists today. I'm glad you're all joining me for this ride. I think we will start off today with some Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga has been effervescent for me, truly. She's always in my playlist. I've been listening to her since I was a kid. I grew up on some Lady Gaga. And then throughout the years, I've just discovered and rediscovered her. I wrote a paper about her last semester. She's just like the coolest person ever, actually. If you look up in the dictionary, coolest person ever, Lady Gaga's picture will show up. I don't make the rules. I also don't write the dictionaries, but if you read it, it's probably there. So the first song I'm going to be playing by Lady Gaga today, or the only Lady Gaga tune I'm going to be playing, wow, I can't, like, enunciate Lady Gaga. It's like my mom says Mamma Mia. Like, I can't enunciate all these, like, similar letters. We're going to be playing Replay by Lady Gaga from her album Chromatica. To my gays out there, this is, like, gay anthem album. We got so many good hits from this album. But Replay, I don't even know where I first heard the song. I think I was just checking out the album, and I was like, oh, this beat, this melody, it's entrancing me. I'm in a trance. So we're going to be tapping into some Replay by Lady Gaga. And as always, sit back and relax and hope you enjoy.
Trigger
Guys, that is a bop, boppity bop to the top, guys. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that song, it just gets me going. Like, I'm like, oh, skies on a replay, replay. And then the beat drops and you're like, oh my gosh, I could dance to this for hours. So, of course, everyone knows Lady Gaga. If you don't know Lady Gaga, please get to know Lady Gaga. So good. As I mentioned, I wrote a paper about her last semester, last spring, for my history of rock class. Yes, I know it's not rock, but the assignment was just to write about an artist and their influences, so I chose Lady Gaga. And the more I, like, read about her, the cooler she became. Like, the foundations, the Born This Way Foundation that she runs, all the donating she does to charities, like, the aspects of her philanthropy are admirable. Her music is obviously, like, she taps into so many genres. She has jazz albums, she has movie soundtracks, she had that movie, it's escaping me, but you guys know what I'm talking about. It had and I'm forgetting his name too, the guy that was in the movie. It has a song, In the Shallows Now, I'm Off the Deep End. Why can I not remember what movie that is? A Star is Born, I think that's the name. Guys, if I'm flopping, please, 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 just don't even think about it. But it is ridiculous from debut to now. She has been popping off, topping Billboard charts in many countries, not just the U.S. She is truly a global phenomenon. I give her all her flowers. She deserves the whole bouquet, the whole garden, the whole floral shop. So, yeah, that was my little rant about Lady Gaga. Moving on, it wouldn't be truthful if I said this wasn't my favorite artist. But at the same time, I feel like I'm betraying my other favorite artists. I guess maybe I'll say she's my favorite artist and the one I'm most looking forward to see because I haven't seen her yet. It is 1, 2, 3, Remy Wolf. Remy Wolf does not get the hype she deserves. I'm not saying she's not popular, but more people need to be talking about her. From her performance skills to her, like, range and discography, I mean, she owns her sound, and that's, I love her sound. I really don't even like too much, like, auto-tune. I think I've said this before on the show. I really don't live for auto-tune, but her and her producer Solomon Monophonic, aka Jared Solomon, they met in high school. They've been producing and working together their whole careers. They are both equally talented in their own rights, but they work so well together. And again, she owns her style. She's doing her own thing. She's in her own lane, and she's defining her own genre, and I live for that. This is from her most recent album. Why am I forgetting the name of this album? It's Big Ideas. Big Ideas. Guys, I also wrote a series of papers on her last semester for my contemporary issues class. We had to write about an album and an artist throughout the whole semester, and then we had a cumulative paper at the end. I wrote about her and this album. Oh my gosh, I could gush over this album. I will say Juno is my favorite album of hers, but Big Ideas is also good. Like, I'm not trying to take away from it. But my selection from this album for you guys is Soup by Remy Wolf from the album Big Ideas. I don't even know how to, like, get in here, but this one, it's like, it's emotional, but it's powerful. You could dance, you could sit and cry to it. It's got all the aspects for me, guys. It's doing it for me. So again, this is going to be Soup by Remy Wolf from Big Ideas, and I hope that you enjoy.
Ground. It can never really get that far. I can't help.
classic, classic Remy Wolf banger, guys. I will be totally honest, though. When I first listened to that song, I was like, go and pick up the soap. And I felt stupid after, because obviously the name of the song is Soup, but she really sounds like she's saying soap. I was like, I'll go and pick up the soap. And I'm like, that didn't really make any sense, did it? She's talking about soup. She's going to pick up the soup. But yeah, that's Remy Wolf, guys. I really could just talk and talk and talk about Remy Wolf. I mean, it's just, yeah. And that's frankly how I feel. It's just, she's so good. My family's sick of hearing her. There was an era, they were like, when I get in the car, I'm like, can I get Aux? Like, yeah, you can't play Remy Wolf. Cause I would just play it all the time. They got sick of it. And I understand, you know, no one wants to hear this stuff on repeat except for me or maybe many other people, but at least they didn't. So I get it. And I respect it because it's on my car. Coming up next, coming at you fast, is Ricky Montgomery. Guys, Ricky rose to prominence in my life relatively recently. Obviously, I'm going to have to give credit where credit is due. Shout out my roommate, my best friend, Maddie Wick. They introduced me. I mean, I knew like one or two Ricky Montgomery songs from like TikTok or just, you know, from playlisting. But I mean, I dove into the, crazy week, guys. I dove into his discography, because Maddie invited me to go to a concert with them, to his concert in Albany. So I was like, you know what? Because one thing about me, I'm not going to go to a concert and not know the music. Like, I can't do that. I really enjoy a concert more if I know, like, if I can sing along, because I like to sing. If you can tell, I like to sing. So I dove into the discography. I dove into the set list. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Where'd this guy come from? He's so good. I haven't heard a song from him that I haven't liked yet. He also has some really awesome, like, music videos. I like his style of music video as well. A lot of it is very, like, abstract. Yeah, a lot of it, like, relates to his, like, personal life. I think it's very beautiful and metaphorical. But I think one of my favorite songs, I wouldn't say it is my favorite because I think I might have already played it before on my first episode. Or maybe I didn't. Oh, maybe. Okay. Well, I guess I could have played that. But this is an equal banger. And I covered this on my page. I've sang this many times. So this next beat is going to be This December, which is fitting because we're coming up on December here. It's going to be This December by Ricky Montgomery from his album Montgomery Ricky. What a tricky guy. Montgomery Ricky by Ricky Montgomery. And here comes This December.
In my darkest moments, can I see the light? I think I'm prone to getting blinded when it's bright. Well, this December, I'll remember. Want you to see it when I do. Ooh, God knows I do.
Just a little bit lonely.
this December, man, this December. If you're looking for a new, like, holiday song to add to your rotation, might I suggest the holidayized, whoa, that's a new word that I just made there. The festivized, maybe, festivized version of This December. It's got the sleigh bells. It's got all that good jazz and stuff. Really good. It's a good song in its original form, but also the holiday version is also quite delectable, if I do say so myself. I'm going to play it for my family this December. Well, this December, of course. So that was Ricky Montgomery for you. Great performer as well. He was really good in Albany. I saw him 2 years ago. 1 year, 2 years? I can't remember. It's okay. Moving on, this artist feels nostalgic for me. And maybe it's because he hasn't released anything since, like, 2022. I don't know. But this next artist is Harry Styles. Guys, Harry Styles of One Direction, but he's Harry Styles in his own right. His first album, which is just self-titled, it's Harry Styles. When I first heard that, I was like, oh, my God. Gosh, I thought he was just singing about that's what makes you beautiful, because I was never tapped into 1D like that. I didn't really know who Harry was. And then I heard that album and I was like, oh my God, this is peak right here. We just found peak, actually, peak in the studio. And then he came out with Fine Line, and forgive me for not remembering the year. Oh, 2019. This came out and I was like, oh guys, you got me messed up here. This is so good. I honestly couldn't tell you which one was my favorite between this one and between Fine Line and Harry Styles, the first album. I really couldn't tell you. They're both very different. Similar but different, very different, but, and you know what? Let me just repeat myself one more time. Similar but different. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I was obsessed with him. Like, he was my man for real. I had the posters up in my room. He was everything to me, and he still is, but we haven't heard from him in a while. And I liked Harry's House, but I didn't tap into it like I did with his first two albums. So all the props to him still. He's doing his own thing, you know, prioritize the self, man. I love that for you. And you know what? Love his tattoos too, for what it's worth. He's got great tattoos. Check it out if you're interested. But I think this is arguably one of my favorite songs by him. I have many favorite songs, but I think this is my favorite song off of Fine Line. This is Lights Up by Harry Styles. Great music video, too. I just love this song. Need I say more? Probably not. You're sick of it. But here comes Lights Up by Harry Styles from the album Fine Line.
Back down.
what's up and they know who you are. I was obsessed with that song. My favorite part of that song is when that female vocalist goes like, I don't want to like break the airwaves, so I'm not going to take that opt up. They're going to take it down a bit, take it down a couple keys for you. But yeah, just a beautiful song. Moving on up and out and onto Stray Kids. Guys, I know you're sick of hearing about Stray Kids. I know it. For better or for worse, guys, I just dig so much of their music. I don't know if I mentioned it. People in my personal life know. Not so much of a gripe, really. But I wasn't... not to say that, like, I was like, oh, it was terrible. But I just... their most recent album was not my favorite. Karma was not my favorite. There were still good songs on it, don't get me wrong. But I think that they have produced better albums. Not to say that it's bad. Just opinion, guys. Please don't hurt me. But yeah, I thought, gosh, before that it was Hop, which is the song is from the Hop album, which was their like solos album. It had I don't know if Bounce Back was a single actually, but Walking on Water was a single, and then they had that song with Tableau, and then they had Bounce Back, which I really liked. But yeah, they make a lot of really good music. I think unfortunately is overshadowed sometimes by their fandom. Unfortunately, I'm not part of the. I mean, obviously, I'm part of the fandom. I'm a fan of theirs, but it's oftentimes that I don't like to engage in so much of fan culture, especially discourse online. I think it just gets very poignant and emotionally charged, and some people dig that. I personally don't. But I love them as a group. Obviously, there's a parasocial aspect to that. Shout out my presentation I'm giving on Thursday for my TA class. Get ready for that. You're gonna get K-popified. So prepare yourselves if you're in my class. Probably none of you are listening are, but that's okay. But this is from the Hop album, their solos. I don't want to say my favorite member, but my bias in K-pop. You have a bias, your favorite member of your group. I like all of them. But this is one of my favorite solos from the album. Coincidentally, it was my favorite member. This is So Good by Hyunjin. I don't know how to describe him. He's got aura. You know, that's how I can describe him. He's got mad aura. He's just a cool... Again, I don't know him. It's very parasocial of me to say, but he's just a cool dude. At least from the fashion aspect. And he's a great dancer. He's got good aura, okay? So this is going to be so good, and hopefully you think it's so good. Bye, Hyunjin, from Stray Kids, and get into it.
Life is so. Hey.
You know, I think the inspiration behind that song was, honestly, guys, if you think about it and you crunch the numbers and you rearrange the tiles there, I think he was saying life is so good when he's listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta when he's tapped into Medley's mixes and Maddie B. Guys, I could be wrong, but that does seem like the most likely, like, possibility. Let me know what you think in the comments below. But yeah, that was so good. By Hyunjin, it was so good. Life is so good. Life is so good. Sorry, guys, I don't speak Korean. Coming up next is, guys, sorry for the whiplash. We went from Harry Styles to Stray Kids to now Panic at the Disco. Guys, Panic at the Disco. Gosh, my beloved Panic at the Disco. My not so beloved Brendan Urie. Why did you have to become evil? Not going to get into that, but they have made some really good music. For better or for worse, they make good beats. I would have to say, although I do love Death of a Bachelor, I've said this on the show before, I love Death of a Bachelor, but Vices and Virtues is hands down my favorite album of theirs. I was tapping into this stuff circa middle school and it changed my life. I have a lot of favorites from this album. I think I played a song from this album many years ago on the first, many weeks ago on the first installment of the show. But this time we're listening to Nearly Witches, Ever Since We Met by Panic at the Disco from their album Vices and Virtues. So without further ado, let's listen to Nearly Witches.
Okay, watch me. Watch my fingers. Here we go. Ready? Watch me.
Dès le premier jour, ton parfum enivra mon amour. Et dans ces instants, j'aimerais être comme toi par moment. Mais depuis ce jour, je n'ai qu'un seul et unique regret.
Across naive wood floors, they creak innocently down the stairs. Drag melody, my precursive feet serve cobweb headaches as a matching set of marching clocks. The slumbering apparitions that they've come to wake up. Here I am composing a burlesque out of where they rest their necks, sunken in their splintered cradles and ramshackle heads. They ask for it as a girl. You would set your heart on haunting me forever from the start. It's never silent. Is you.
Who does a heart look if no one has noticed its presence, and where does it go? Trembling hands play my heart like the drum, but the beat's gotten lost in the show.
You have set your heart on haunting me forever from the start. It's never silent.
sinister ending there, guys. I've said this before, but I'm a sucker for the strings. I'm a sucker for the orchestra. So if you throw some strings in the song, I'm probably going to like it. 9 times out of 10, I'm going to dig it every time. Because, guys, I love symphonies. I love orchestras, okay? I like wind, too, okay? I like a symphony orchestra, okay? Put it all together. I'll listen to it, too. But there's something very special to me about an orchestra, okay, guys? Is that okay with you? Anyway, sorry, I got a little pointed, a little emotionally charged there. Going from Panic at the Disco to now Leve, guys, total whiplash. I'm really throwing you all over the place. But coming up next is going to be Dreamer by Leve from her album Bewitched. I think she also re-released on the album Goddess, but I don't know. I've always just listened to it off of this album. I don't know if there's a difference in the mixing and mastering, but I'm going to stick with the OG. Okay, is that a row, everyone? But yeah, I mean, gosh, when did I get into Leve even? I don't remember, but again, shout out the roomie once again, Mads Wick. We did see her at the Kodak Center. No, we didn't. Oh my gosh, we saw her at the Eastman Theater. Oh my gosh, guys, what the heck? We started at the Eastman Theater in Rochester, shout out. And she's just so good. From recording to the stage, she sounds beautiful both ways. I mean, she sounds like almost the same live as well. What am I saying? But she's just actually fabulous. She's so beautiful too. Can we talk about that? What a beautiful woman. Oh my gosh. Unfortunately, she is no longer part of the Lonely Hearts Club. Okay, guys. She literally has a boyfriend now, and I'm like, what the heck? Like, what was the point of all these songs? Like, everybody's falling in love and I'm falling behind. Well, now I'm the one that's falling behind. So guys, can we please fix that? Come on. But yes, this next song is going to be Dreamer by Leve from the album Bewitched. And I hope that you are bewitched.
Let me be a dreamer. Let me float. I can see the whole world from my own little cloud. Up by the Milky Way. I'll stay here forever. You can't pin me down. I fear all solid ground. I'd rather be alone at tea. Love when nobody's making me. Oh, boys, just make me cry. Believe me, I have tried. I've made my rounds. Kiss some mouths. Trust me, I don't want a single soul around. Oh, I'm giving up. I'm throwing in my hat. I can't take another lifeless little chat. I'm moving up into a cloud, into my fantasy. And no boy's gonna be so smart as to try and pierce my porcelain heart. No boy's gonna kill the dreamer in me. Concerned, the switch is numb to love. Oh, I'm giving up. I'm throwing in my hat. I can't take another lifeless little chat. I'm moving up into a cloud, into my fantasy. Yeah, no boy's gonna be so smart as to try and pierce my porcelain. The dreamer in me.
porcelain heart. No boy's gonna kill the dreamer in me. Beautifultissimo was that, guys. Doesn't that just really just get you all relaxed, get you all comfortable? I feel like I could cuddle up to that song by the fire. And no boy's gonna be so smart as to try and pierce my porcelain heart. Oh my gosh, she's so good. She has the perfect voice for jazz too. And again, not all of the music that she makes is jazz. A lot of it's kind of like almost like jazz fusion. Jazz pop, maybe, if we want to go so far as to say that. But my goodness, she's talented, and nobody can deny that, frankly. Speaking of talent, coming up next is Hozier, guys. I mean, he's a staple in my in the discography of my my music collection. What is the word for all the my what the heck, guys? I'm losing my mind. Oh no. Let me rephrase that. I guess he is a staple in my music catalog. Okay, why can I not remember like my database and music? I don't know what word I'm looking for. Hopefully I can't remember by the time we get to the next episode, but I just lost all my memory there for a second. But thankfully Hozier was there to bring me back to centerfold. This next song is going to be Each Year Young by Hozier. I believe that this is also on one of his albums, but I have the single version pulled up here. I don't know if there's a difference between this and the one that's on the album, but oh my gosh, this song's going, ha, 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 ha. Guys, just be prepared for that beautiful melody to hit your ears, okay? Because coming up next is Each Ya Young. Get ready to eat your heart out.
Let me put my lips to something. Let me wrap my teeth around the world. Start carving, darling. I wanna smell the dinner cooking. I wanna feel the edges start to burn.
There is ground to break. Whatever is
I mean, surely we can talk about the incredible musical ear that he has, but at the same time, it must be said that this man is so incredibly intelligent. Like, the amount of, like, there's so many aspects of intelligence that goes into writing such complex lyrics, let alone the melody and the harmonies, which I know, I don't think he produces all of his own music, but I know that he writes all this stuff. But, I mean, seriously, take some time to just look at his lyrics. I think maybe on the first episode I played Almost Sweet Music by him, and I dove into those lyrics for a project back in high school. I mean, the references, the metaphors, like there's so much to unpack in his lyricism. It is admirable. I mean, I fancy myself a songwriter, but I mean, it pales in comparison to the work of Hozier. Not to compare, everything's subjective, but I mean, he is just like godly talented, I should say, not ungodly. But yes, incredible artist. I can't say enough. Moving on up and out to New Jeans, guys. I've gushed about them before. They're my favorite girl group, my favorite K-pop girl group. Unfortunately, they're on an indefinite hiatus. Although with the legal troubles, I think that they are finally back with their label. Whether it be fortunately or unfortunately, I'm not here to debate the logistics and the ethical concerns there. But man, they make good music, and that cannot be denied. Today, we're tapping into Cool With You by New Jeans from their second EP, Get Up. I don't want to follow your shadow. That's a different song, but it's the title track of the EP, I think. Well, I mean, it's called Get Up. But yes, this is going to be Cool With You by New Jeans from their second EP, Get Up. And I hope that it's cool with you that we're about to tap in.
You know me like no other. 다 표현하지 않아도 see me like no other. And I think I like your point of view. 다시 돌아와도 돼. I don't care what other people say. 놓지 말아봐줘. Dreaming of each other.
Yes, guys, that was Cool With You by New Jeans. Gosh, I love New Jeans. Guys, unfortunately, the time has come where we must soon depart. Okay, we're on our last song of the evening. And if you don't know, then you're about to know. And if you already know, then you're tapped in. But I like to end off every episode with a song that is new to me and most likely new to you. Today we have a relatively new release from FKA Twigs. The song's going to be Love Crimes. I haven't listened to it yet because I'd like to be a special experience for all of us to tap in together at the same time. So without further ado, Let us all enjoy Love Crimes by FKA Twigs. I hope that you enjoy. I hope I enjoy too. Probably will. Love Crimes by FKA Twigs. Guys, what did we think? That was really cool. I guess I don't really have a reference point for a lot of her music or what her typical sound is, but that was really cool. It's not like super typical to what I would listen to, but that's going in the playlist, I fear. But yeah, guys, this was our sixth installment of Medley's Mixed and Maddie B, and I have been your host, your pleasured host, DJ Maddie B. And as always, guys, I'm wishing you all a safe and splendid evening. I'm wishing you a happy holidays. Here comes Thanksgiving. Here comes all my wonderful winter holidays. And guys, thank you for tapping in. You have no idea how much I appreciate you all. And let me know your thoughts down in the comments, guys. And have a great week.
Wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Make sure to keep it locked.
I'm Jose. I work construction. My day starts at 4 a.m. Life's tight, but I eat right by choosing one day a week to prep multiple meals with healthy recipes. Then I freeze the extra. I save money by bringing lunch to work. Then dinner is already made. Life just got easier, and I have more time to spend with my family. To learn how to eat right when life's tight, visit snapedny.org to learn more.
SnapEd is funded by